WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the wild world of social media and real life. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing that next dopamine hit, that fleeting sense of validation scrolling through feeds? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We're not alone. Today, we're diving into something seriously powerful. Building resilience through self-reflection. It's time to ditch the quick fixes and cultivate a deeper connection with ourselves, because trust me, that's where true strength lies. Now, before you think, self-reflection sounds like sitting in a dark room for hours meditating, which, by the way, isn't bad. Let me tell you, it can be as simple as taking 5 minutes to actually check in with yourself. Ask yourself, how am I feeling? What's stressing me out? What brings me joy? You know that feeling when you finally put your phone down and just breathe for a second? That's self-reflection in action. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help us build resilience through this powerful practice. First up, self-awareness is like having a superpower. The more aware you are of your thoughts, feelings, and reactions, the better equipped you are to handle whatever life throws your way. Think of it like training your emotional muscles. The more you use them, the stronger they get. Number 2, identify your triggers. We all have them, those things that set us off, those social media posts that make our blood boil, those conversations that leave us feeling drained. Recognizing these triggers allows us to navigate them with more grace and less reactivity. It's about becoming the observer rather than the participant in every emotional storm. Thirdly, embrace vulnerability. This doesn't mean bearing your soul on Instagram every day, though hey, if that works for you, go for it. Vulnerability is about being honest with yourself about your strengths and weaknesses. It's about acknowledging that you don't have all the answers and that's okay. Remember, everyone feels insecure sometimes, even those influencers who seem perfect on their feeds. Now, number 4, practice gratitude. Sounds cheesy, I know, but seriously, taking a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life can make a world of difference. It shifts your focus from what's lacking to what you already have. You'll be surprised how much brighter your outlook becomes when you start noticing those little wins and blessings. And finally, number 5, cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, even when you mess up. Everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up, learn from the experience and move on. Remember that you're worthy of love and acceptance, just as you are. Okay, so let's imagine this. You're scrolling through social media and see a post about someone who seems to have it all. Perfect job, amazing relationships, picture-perfect vacation photos. You start feeling envious, inadequate, maybe even a little depressed. Suddenly, you remember our self-reflection superpower. You take a deep breath, step away from the screen, and ask yourself, how is this post making me feel? What am I comparing myself to? Is this a realistic portrayal of their life? By acknowledging these feelings and questioning the narrative, you're breaking free from the cycle of comparison and negativity. You're building resilience by choosing your own perspective and focusing on your own unique journey. Remember, folks, building resilience isn't about becoming immune to challenges. It's about developing the strength and flexibility to bounce back stronger than ever. Self-reflection is your secret weapon in this journey. So, take a moment today to check in with yourself, acknowledge your thoughts and feelings, and practice some self-compassion. You got this. Want to dive deeper into building resilience? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. And if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. We're here to support each other on this journey to a more balanced and fulfilling life. See you next time, and keep reflecting.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.